This is not the first time that someone, a homegrown extremist, has looked to target someone like Geller for exactly this reason. And I would say to Geller, look, you have the right to do this, but you also have a responsibility. Freedom of speech is a very serious right, and it comes with a responsibility. You have a responsibility to act in a way that is restrained according to fact. And simply yelling at someone and saying terribly nasty things at someone, look, and then to complain about the fact that someone reacts violently to that, to me, that's like lighting the Reichstag on fire and then complaining that your fingers got singed. You cannot infringe upon someone else's freedom of expression. You cannot infringe upon someone else's freedom of speech and then claim that it is you who is the victim. It does not work that way. No one has the right to commit acts of violence in the name of faith. No one has the right to commit acts of violence because someone says something offensive. But people that exercise a freedom of speech also have a responsibility to understand that words have meaning and that they can cause harm. And that's why we have libel laws. That's why we have defamation laws. And that's why we have hate crime laws. And I would suggest that what Pamela Geller is doing comes in some cases quite close to what is normally defined as a hate crime.